I have a client, an executive client, who was assigned a person for her business unit. At every single point in time, he has failed to fulfill a commitment he makes to me. And I'm at the point where I'm done. I have more important things to do with my time than to chase someone down. Do I believe him when he says he will do something now? Absolutely not. I have no trust in him. Minor, that's a minor relationship. Insignificant, really. But think of that in the myriad of ways that we relate to people out there. And bring it back to you and your vision. What do they need from you? Incredible commitment. What do they need, Jonathan? What can you see there? Mm.
Those are great examples. Great examples. And great because they're familiar.
Can we all relate to them?
We all relate to them. And what they all do as well is, you talked about trust and how trust is fragile. It also, there is also opportunity there, because when you do fulfill the commitment, then your language takes on new value as a result. You know that your words will carry perhaps just a little bit more weight in the future because people know.
And when you ask them something, ask them to do something to help contribute to igniting a change, you're going to go back and, having been perceived as acting on what you may have already promised them, and taking action yourself, credible, concrete action yourself to ignite the change, you can go back. And here, you've raised actually an opening, you created an opening for some other distinction here. I've had this experience, particularly with executive women, which is interesting to me from a gender perspective. So I tell my clients, make sure you convey to your people, your clients, your employees, that you have fulfilled a commitment you've made to them. First of all, make commitments. Please make commitments, but also make sure they know you fulfilled it for a whole bunch of reasons. Build trust, but also model for them that together you each fulfill your commitments. And I've had executive women over the years say to me, oh, but that would be bragging. No, that's not bragging. It is absolutely not bragging. If you say you're going to do something, unless they're standing beside you, they won't see that you've done it. Make sure they know it through your language. Mm-hmm. Last week I met with so-and-so. You know, it's simply done. Matter of minutes. But make sure. So again, in your case, Jonathan, as you expound your vision and as you iterate it over many opportunities with different people, but also with the same people, moving them and you along that continuum of change, make sure they know that you are constantly and continually demonstrating credible commitment.
Yeah, it's a great point. And as you said, it is expressed through language.
It's the only way. Now, unless they see you walking your talk, and even then, so if you only use language to express it, say, I'm going to do something, and they don't see that you've done it, then trust erodes, right? And maybe you haven't done it. But if you rely on them, because I've had this too, I've had clients say, well, I did it. Why don't they see that I did it? Okay, language, action go together in all of this. But I've also had clients say, should I have to tell them I did it? I'm just acting. I'm constantly doing. Don't they see that? Well, even if they see you doing, if they don't have the context, the words around the doing, they can misinterpret the action. So it's the words that give context to the action and the action that makes the words credible.